Okay, so first off, I really did not want to make this, but Bishop Whitehead, the reactions from non-Christians and from Christians, yes, the pastor has done wrong. In my opinion, he was just too flashy. You have your jewelry, you're showing off, and you're bringing more attention to yourself rather than attention to the gospel. I understand that I've seen in his Instagram page where he has, I think he's making his money through real estate, and he went to jail. He says he was innocent, but that's a discussion for another day. But it's him being robbed. I think that we are making light of the situation. I don't know if it was planned, and I don't think it was planned, because the pastor, I don't think, would go to great length because of some jewelry. Some people are saying that while he's trying to get some insurance money, he should be put in jail for fraud. People don't feel sorry for him. They think he's faking it, and he's in it for the money, and he's in it for publicity, for the attention. But from what I could see, that we haven't heard from any member of the congregation, at least not to my knowledge. Maybe someone has put something out. But in an interview that he did with the news, he said that the women and children are traumatized in a situation like this, where three or four gunmen will enter the building during a live service. And they only went for him. So, of course, he being flashy, he showing off what he has, the jewelry, the cars that he drives around in, and he's driving with the top down. You're inclined to show off your money, and you're preaching this prosperity gospel. But a lot of people are calling him a fraud. However, the reason I wanted to make this is to say that we are not without sin. If we think about Jesus and the woman caught in adultery, Jesus did not say she did not sin, because she did sin. But he was offering her grace because the people were getting ready to stone her. And Jesus said to everyone, "He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." And I want to say the same thing regarding Pastor Whitehead, Bishop Whitehead. He, regardless if he's lying or not, or regardless of the motive behind the situation, from this point, right now, we do not know. He's saying it wasn't planned, it was actual. Okay, I'm going to take him at his word for that. Now, going forward, Jesus said to the woman in adultery, "Go and sin no more." After he said, "He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." And we need to offer this man some grace, because no one is perfect. I'm not saying that I know the motive behind it, and I don't think the people commenting truly know the motive behind it either, because we don't. So since we do not, and we have to take him at his word, we just have to continue to pray, not only for him, but also to the people that are throwing stones at him, because there are some heavy stones being thrown at him. And of course, one episode where he called this lady Biggie, and he called the other individual a gay slur, he got out of character because it seemed like he couldn't handle the pressure. But at the same time, if you are putting yourself out there in social media during these live tapings and being on social media, you have to have thick skin, because you're putting yourself out there for everyone to judge you and for everyone to hold you under a microscope. I say to Pastor Whitehead, you need to have thicker skin than that, because they coming for you. But at the same time, I say to the people who are in the comments, who are making all these videos about him, is to offer him some grace, and to offer the church some grace, and to move on. This Eve here, it'll pass. You know what I mean? A couple months from now, no one will be talking about it. But at the same time, I think he deserves some grace. Jesus told the woman caught in adultery to go and sin no more. I say to him, Pastor Whitehead, Bishop Whitehead, go and sin no more. And repent from whatever led you to this here, because you're really bringing a bad name to the church. You're bringing a bad name to your ministry because you have so much jewelry, because you just show off your money. And he seems to get a little emotional on his live events, and he's doing these press conferences. I don't know why. Pastor Whitehead, he is being crucified, but the public will crucify you. That's just what it is. Like I said, when you put yourself out there, you will be crucified, right? So you better walk uprightly as much as possible. That's just who people are. and they will shoot first and ask questions later. That's just the way it is. And without even knowing the whole story, people will say bad things about you.
So the pastor had his press conference today outside his church, and I thought that it went okay. But with everything else, there were some people that were criticizing him. There were some media there as well. I just saw, I'm not sure which media companies were there. From the angle, I saw some people there, but I couldn't see which news media was there. He was calling on politicians, the governor, the mayor. I think he saw the mayor or something like that. But he was also calling on the governor because he wants a meeting with the governor. So here's a snippet of the news conference he had out over outside his church.
Man that was convicted, that has a felony, and nobody else wants to talk about what Mr. Whitehead has done. So nobody wanted to talk about that. The young man turned himself in and surrendered. Everybody wanted to talk about the bling bishop that the media portrayed. And then they wanted to go, oh, he was convicted for scheme to defraud, grand larceny. And then, as a black man, always, they always bring up our past. They always bring up our past. But they don't want to say that Bishop Whitehead was illegally convicted. They don't want to say that they forged search warrants in order to convict me. They don't want to talk about how they hid all the evidence and lied to my attorneys to convict me. But everybody wants to talk about that I went to prison. Typical black man. Let's talk about my father, Arthur Miller, who was killed when I was 6 weeks old. And strangled to death by 16 police officers.
The press conference is 32 minutes long. You can go to his Instagram page to see it. I was going to play the whole thing. It would just be too long. But he made some good points, some valid points. And he said that a lot of people, they really see the jewelry rather than the person. And truth is, a lot of people, that's before they hear what you have to say, they're going to see what you're wearing. And he drew a lot of attention because of the Gucci, of the Fendi, of the Louis Vuitton clothes and the Rolls Royce. I think he was driving in with the top down and with the jewelry that he had on. I said, before anyone even get to hear your story, they're going to see what you're wearing first. So therefore, you have to make a good impression on them. But he, like I said, he called on governors and mayor, the politician, and to make it possible by changing the law so that pastors can carry guns. Because as he said, some churches cannot afford a security team. Let me see if I can get a snippet.
I'm calling on every elected official that has power to protect houses of worship. We need protection. We need you to sympathize with us, so therefore we can protect. We don't get the luxury of having firearms. We don't, y'all think, see, everybody doesn't make money in church. There's so many churches that struggling. Man. Struggling. We are struggling. But we love Jesus Christ so much that we still crawl to church. Churches are bankrupt and we can't find help. So now all we're asking, help us protect ourselves. Pass a law where we can carry our firearms, because this gun violence has went to a new level.
So thanks for listening.